com. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The average gas price in the U.S. has reached a record high of $5 a gallon.
It's up 60 cents in a month, almost $2 a gallon higher than this time last year. Drivers across the country hurting.
It's painful to go to the gas station, and I think we're all just feeling that.
I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, and everyone needs to brace for that.
Many reasons for it, including higher summer demand, lower supply because of the ban on Russian oil imports, and reduced refinery capacity.
Fox's Jack Callahan. Before leaving Los Angeles Saturday, President Biden discussed what his administration is doing to help ease surging gas prices.
We've significantly increased the number of barrels of oil that are being pumped out of the reserve we have. We've got 240,000 barrels as well coming from other nations. We're going to keep pushing on it.
Republicans calling for the Biden administration to take more action, including using energy sources in the U.S. Later Saturday, President Biden meeting with officials in New Mexico about the wildfires that are ravaging the state.
There's an expression where I come from. God made man, then he made some firefighters. You're all crazy, but I love you.
President Biden said that FEMA will cover 100% of the wildfire recovery cost. In the wake of the mass shootings in Uvalde, Texas and Buffalo, New York, thousands of people gathering across the nation Saturday, marching for stricter gun laws. Meanwhile, Florida Republican Representative Byron Donalds says that he does not support the House passing legislation to raise the minimum age to purchase a gun in the U.S.
Raising the age from 18 to 21, what you're really doing is taking away the constitutional rights of 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, and 18-year-olds in the United States. What we should be looking at are mental health issues.
America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Department of Homeland Security says that the leaked Supreme Court draft opinion that could potentially overturn Roe v. Wade has caused an outpouring of threats against officials. Earlier this week, 26-year-old Nicholas Roskey was arrested for threatening to kill Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Now, in the full call, Roskey said he moved a suitcase that he had brought with him out of reach. It contained a Glock 17 pistol, ammo, tactical gear, a knife, pepper spray, zip ties, and duct tape, among other concerning items. Police arrived and took Roskey into custody without incident. But just hours later, protesters showed back up at the Kavanaugh residence, as they have for weeks. In a tweet, the pro-choice group Ruth sent us shared the name of Justice Amy Coney Barrett's place of worship and also where her kids go to school, encouraging protesters to turn out and voice their anger.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Prince Charles is reportedly angry about the government planning to deport some asylum seekers.
A report in the Times of London claiming that Prince Charles has criticized the government's plan to start deporting asylum seekers to Rwanda, calling it appalling. Prince Charles' office is neither confirming nor denying the report. Britain plans to send some migrants who arrive in the UK as stowaways or in small boats to Rwanda, where their asylum claims will be processed. If successful, they'll stay in the African country. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
A member of the U.S. military diagnosed with monkeypox.
Word of this first documented case comes from EUCOM. The U.S. military's European command says the patient is stationed in Germany and is a member of the Stuttgart military community. The service member is not being identified publicly and is being treated at an Army health clinic. The military says the risk to the overall population is low, but medical workers who had contact with the patient are doing contact tracing as a precaution. Roger Stern, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.